Today on Gardening in a Minute, watering to establish shrubs. When adding a new shrub to your landscape, you should let the plant adjust to its new surroundings and help it along with these watering guidelines. 3-gallon shrubs can be established in northern Florida with as little as 1 gallon of irrigation water applied every 8 days. In southern Florida, apply 1 gallon of water every 4 days. Light, frequent applications are much more efficient and effective than applying large volumes less frequently. Shrubs are able to survive and grow with little or no irrigation once roots grow to the outer edge of the canopy, which happens at about 20 to 28 weeks after planting. Once shrubs are established, they should survive on rainfall alone unless an extended dry period occurs. For more information about shrubs and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, honeysuckle. Honeysuckle is a great addition to any Florida garden. Just make sure you choose the native coral honeysuckle and not the invasive Japanese honeysuckle. Coral honeysuckle is known for the clusters of bright red tubular flowers that it produces throughout spring and summer. There are also yellow-flowered varieties. The flowers attract hummingbirds and butterflies and then mature into berries that draw songbirds in late summer and fall. You can tell the difference between the native and invasive by looking at the flowers. The native coral honeysuckle has orange or red flowers, and the invasive kind has white flowers. Honeysuckle tolerates most soil types and conditions, but performs best in slightly acidic soil. And although it will grow in partial shade, it blooms best if given full sun. For more information about honeysuckle and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, okra. Okra is a signature southern vegetable that is often used as a thickener in soups or gumbos, or sometimes just served up fried. Okra is a warm season crop that should be planted in a sunny location with fertile, well-drained soil. You can start harvesting about 60 days after planting, once pods reach about 2 to 3 inches in length. It's a good idea to harvest early and often, since pods will be too tough to eat if they get too old. When harvesting, wear gloves to protect yourself from the plant's prickly hairs and use shears to cut through its fibrous stems. Okra has become increasingly valued as an edible ornamental. It produces beautiful hibiscus-like flowers, and varieties like Alabama Red and Burgundy also offer bold red foliage. For more information about okra and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, preparing your landscape for a season away. Many people live in Florida part-time and travel elsewhere for the hottest part of the year. If you're leaving for an extended period of time, you'll need to get your landscape ready for your absence. Remove dead or dying tree limbs and palm fronds. For branches that are too high to reach from the ground, consider hiring a certified arborist. Check your irrigation system to make sure that the time clock is set correctly and that all sprinkler heads are functioning properly. Verify that your rain sensor is also in good working order. Refresh the mulch in your gardens to keep weed problems in check. Hire someone reputable to mow and care for your landscape. Make sure they know your wants and wishes and that you check their references. For more information about preparing your landscape for a season away and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bush daisy. The cheerful, bright yellow flowers of bush daisies are produced in great numbers throughout the year. The loose, rounded form makes a colorful small shrub or works well in mass plantings, mixed flower borders, and containers. It can grow up to 3 feet tall and 4 feet wide. Bush daisies will grow in most soils and do best in full sun. They are moderately drought tolerant, but should be kept watered during dry times for maximum flowering. During cold snaps, they will die to the ground, but will reemerge in spring. In the right location and with occasional light pruning, bush daisies form a striking mound of brilliant yellow flowers that seem to float above the shiny green foliage. In South Florida, they bloom nearly year-round. For more information about bush daisies and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.